From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. The Florida legislature is set to convene its regular legislative session in January. That's a couple of months earlier than usual. Lawmakers are holding committee meetings in Tallahassee to get ready for the work ahead, but you won't see much in the way of results so far. A lot of the committees have met very little, if at all. Reporter Michael Oslin joins us from the Herald-Times Tallahassee Bureau. Michael, first of all, what's behind the early start time of January instead of March?
The legislature is allowed to set its own start date in even-numbered years, which is sort of a weird constitutional provision. This works out well for them, though, because it is such a big election year, and it'll allow lawmakers and sort of everyone involved in politics in Florida to start focusing on primary races and the general election next November just by being out of Tallahassee earlier.
So they've been making trips to Tallahassee for special sessions surrounding redistricting, redrawing of voting districts. They've also been here for what we call committee weeks. Those weeks are to help them get a jump start on the regular session, but you say very little has gotten done. What's going on?
They've been sort of distracted. There's been redistricting. There's been a lot of focus on electing the next Speaker of the House and President of the Senate. And so lawmakers are in town, but they're not necessarily passing legislation through committees, which is a really important first step to passing a new law, to writing the state budget. Anything that gets done in Tallahassee starts in a committee. A lot of these early committee meetings are good for workshopping ideas. And so it's not necessarily that there are big things that they've run out of time to deal with. What gets lost is the opportunity to workshop ideas for a lawmaker to say, hey, we're seeing whatever problem. We're seeing last session, it was police body cameras. Some of the legislation around that that's back this year started with, hey, we want to encourage more police officers to use body cameras so they can set up a committee meeting to have a workshop to talk about the ideas, to bring all the various people involved forward and try to craft some legislation that addresses whatever problem exists.
The Republican-controlled legislature fell apart last year. They were not able to come to agreement on the expansion of health care for low-income Floridians. They've been unable to agree on voting maps for new Senate districts. The leadership in both the House and the Senate remains unchanged. So do you see any indication that lawmakers will get along better in January?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see how the divide between the House and Senate ends up playing out, where they will find areas to come together. It's been such a difficult and rancorous year here in Tallahassee, and you see that in the number of special sessions, in the way that they've all ended. Three of the four sessions this year ended in some sort of disagreement. The only time that the lawmakers could come together was on a budget that they had to pass to prevent the government from shutting down in a special session in June after they had already failed to pass a budget. So I think that's going to be an interesting thing to watch. The lawmakers I've talked to, you know, tend to say, well, we're going to be able to move past the things that have divided us in the past year. That said, House Speaker Steve Crisafulli told me that he doesn't see the House as responsible for some of the discord. He says the House has been passing constitutional redistricting maps and the House has been passing a budget. So there is still some House versus Senate disagreement out there. To the point that this is all a legislature controlled by Republicans, it's an election year, I think they're going to have to find ways to agree, to sort of meet together and have a united front, just going into an election cycle where every member of the House and probably every member of the Senate will be facing re-election.
How will the fact that 2016 is an election year impact the legislative session?
Election years tend to be a little bit more low-key, fewer controversial issues, just because there is such an eye on November and primary races in August. There's certainly an incentive for lawmakers to be conscious of how they're perceived in their local areas, and jumping on a bunch of hot-button issues makes it sort of hard to run a nice, sunny campaign a couple months down the road.
Michael Oslin with the Herald-Times Tallahassee Bureau, thank you for your time.
No problem. Happy to do it.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.